For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is hoping for the best at the Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore for Tuesday's summit. Before their arrival, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said Singapore welcomes the chance to contribute to the region's nuclear security.
This meeting has the potential to set those developments on a new path, which were heading in a not very good direction for some time already.
During an impromptu news conference before leaving the G7, the president talked about his expectations for meetings with North Korea.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump has backed out of a communique on free trade that was agreed to at the G7 summit. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina on ABC's This Week.
There's a movement in our party that Trump's seized that got him the nomination and eventually become president of the United States. So I'm not so sure a majority of Americans believe that globalization and free trade is in our interest. I believe that.
Colorado authorities have told residents of hundreds more homes to evacuate as the wildfire burning north of Durango nearly doubles in size. KRQE-TV's Allison Martinez.
675 residences did have to evacuate, and that puts it at over, thousands of residents are being evacuated from this area, and now the borough fire also broke out.
So far, no homes have burned yet. It is hot, dry, and windy, and the conditions are expected to get much worse. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Gas prices fell for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. That's down 3.5 cents from where it was priced last week at $2.95. John Clemens has more.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74. But even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars in the United States this summer to fix an airbag flaw that's linked to a federal investigation into fatal crashes. The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy with the recall set to begin on July 27th. For USA Radio.